Boker Tov, good morning, and welcome to Breakfast and Learning Shavua Tov. Today's class should be for the Hatzlacha Tzvaganadi Sebez Adashem for all of the soldiers and also Refuah Shalom of all Pitzuei Am Yisrael, all of those that were damaged and hurt in the war, as well as should be for our Shavuim, all of the captives, all of the hostages, that they should return home alive, Bezat Hashem, and Bezat Hashem also for the Hatzlacha of Eitan Moshe and Miriam. Okay, today we're talking about the third principle of having complete bitachon. And today he says, V'akdamah shalishit, it says, when you trust God, you can't trust God and something else or someone else. You need to have exclusive trust in God. Don't partner God up with someone else to trust in. Don't trust God and one of the other creations. You can't say, oh, I trust God, but you're really trusting Him and someone else. It says, because by doing so, you will lose that trust be'elohav b'shtatev zulato imo, by partnering him up with someone else, that will be undermined. He says, "Ukvar yadata ma she'ne'emar be'asa im chasiduto." You already know what's written about King Asa, the king of Yehuda, who's a very righteous king. He says, "Et she'samach al rofim." When he got sick, he relied only on doctors. He says, "Dichtiv as a pasuk says, ve'gam becholio lo darash et adonai kim barofim." It says in Divrei Hayamim that when King Asa got sick, even when he got sick, he didn't turn to God. He turned to the doctors. Most people, when they get sick, they turn to Hashem. Hopefully we shouldn't have to wait till then to turn to Hashem. But many people, that's what happens. They get sick, and then they turn to Hashem. So King Asa, even when he got sick, he didn't turn to God. He turned to the doctors for help, and for help, and for help, and for that, he got punished for that. V'amar katuv, it says in the Pasuk, we read this in Birkan HaMazon, Baruch HaGever Ashayiftach Ba'Adonai, V'Aya Adonai Miftacho. It says, blesses a person who trusts in God, and Hashem will be his protector, his security. It says, "Umina yadua," and you know, "Ki mishi imanem ibne adam shnei mimunim o yoter lasot davar." If someone appoints two people to do something, you know, this what I relate to in this is, you know, sometimes at work, you send an email, a work email, like an active email for someone to do something, but you send it to two people. You have a bunch of people CC'd, but you send it to two people, and you say both their names. Say, "Can you please do this?" And you go back a few days later, a week later, and say, "How come it didn't get done?" So you go to both of them and say, "Oh, I thought he was doing it. I thought he was doing it." It says, whenever you send something to two people and you appoint two people to do the job, a lot of times it doesn't get done because one person doesn't feel responsible. Same thing over here. When you're trusting God, but you're partnering him up with a human being, with someone else, saying, "Oh, I trust you, really, I do, but no, I really trust my my employer." You have to trust only and solely in Hashem, exclusively in Hashem. And I'll explain what this means. It says, "Minuyop mufsad," you'll lose that appointment that you made, because it's flawed. How much more so if someone trusts in God and in someone else, that you will be disappointed. This will be the greatest, strongest reason to be deprived that thing that you're trusting in God for. It says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, "Arur hagever asher yiftach ba'adam v'sam besar zero'o u'min Adonai yisur libo." It says, curses a person who trusts in human beings and makes flesh and blood his strength. He thinks that's the strength that he has, and turns his heart away from Hashem. Says, a person who does this is cursed. You know, I think the example, the main example that we see in the Torah when it comes to this, is the story of Yosef, which we're about to approach soon in our Parshiot, is that when Yosef gets sold by his brothers, he goes down to Egypt. Long story short, he's thrown in jail. He's thrown in jail for many years. And in jail, we know the story, there's a cupbearer and a baker, and they both had dreams, and he tells each of them what their dreams mean. One of them is going to live, one of them is going to die, whatever. Long story short, they're both taken out on that day that he told them in 3 days from now. And he tells the one that's going to live, he says, "Please, when you get out, don't forget about me." He says, "Don't forget about me." And the Chachamim say that because he did that, and he trusted in a human being, and he didn't trust in God exclusively, he stayed in jail for an extra 2 years as a result. He was punished for it. This was Yosef HaTzadik. Now the question I always have with this concept and this topic is, hold on, okay, I understand you have to exclusively trust in God, but did Yosef sin by asking someone to help him? You can't ask a human being for help? Is that trusting only? That's not trusting in God. If I ask someone for help, I need help with something, that means I don't trust God. How come Yosef was punished for asking not to forget him, to remember him? Why was he punished for that? And so I think the answer is, by Yosef, it's a little bit different, because Yosef was on such a high level, on such a righteous level, that it was expected of him to have a higher level of trust in God, not to even rely on a human being. Now obviously, in our realm, I don't think that's breaking your exclusive trust in God. But I think there are many examples where a person may feel like he's only trusting in God, but really he's saying, yeah, I trust you, Hashem, I trust you, Hashem. But then when push comes to shove and something goes wrong, all of a sudden he starts worrying. And all of a sudden he starts fearing. When the business starts going down, all of a sudden he starts going crazy and starts having panic attacks and starts getting anxious. Someone who exclusively trusts in God, nothing phases him. When anything comes his way, he's able to stand up strong to it. Why? Because he knows that Hashem would not put something in front of him that he would not be able to stand up to. And this is what the Chachamim say. The Chachamim say that Hashem would not put a stumbling block in front of someone and would not test someone in a challenge that you're not able to overcome. And that's a very important point. A lot of people, I know people who can't fathom this, and because they don't understand this mentality, they end up having a very terrible life because they're constantly thinking that God's always trying to test and challenge them without any ability to be able to pass the test. And that's not true. God gives you the ability to pass any test He gives your way. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it takes time. Sometimes it takes time for a person to overcome something, or sometimes it takes time for a person to get over a struggle or difficulty or suffering that they're going through. But Hashem gives you the ability to overcome it. What you need to do is have exclusive trust in God, understanding that He knows what's best for you in every single situation, in every moment of your life, and not for one second think or trust in anyone else besides for God, or even with God. This is exactly what he's saying. He's saying, and I'll finish with this, is that when you have exclusive trust in Hashem, it's like you're placing your exclusive responsibility and trust in someone to get something done for you. I don't know if anyone has ever had this, but imagine in your workplace, you have someone that you really trust, a child, a parent, a sibling, that you really trust wholeheartedly. And you tell them, I need this done by 4 p.m. today. You close your eyes, you know it's going to get done. Why do you know it's going to get done? Because you're trusting this person exclusively with no one else. But if you come and you say, oh, you two, I'm taking two people now, and I want both of you, please get this done by 4 p.m. Your trust in them will not be as strong, number one. And number two, their ability to get it done will be weaker because each one feels, oh, someone else can do it. It's okay, you're trusting in them, they'll do it for you.
Yeah, but if the job takes two people.
No, okay, fine. I'm not disagreeing. If a job takes two people, it takes two people. But I'm saying in the realm of God, God never needs a partner. You can trust in God exclusively for everything that you do and know that He will pour out the best results possible. And Bezat Hashem, when we have this mentality and we exclusively trust in Hashem alone, Bezat Hashem will be able to see Hashem's greatest miracles and Nisim and Niflaot and all of Hashem's amazing blessings. Have a great day.